flooded this Hode, and it was converted into what? Into a pool of water. It's not the end. So he tells him, the Nigzel, the Gazlan can tell the Nigzel, Haresh Loch of Anach. Ton Rabban, Hagezel Sodem Haveri, Vishot Sono, Hayab Hamidli Sodach, Tiver Rablaza. Rablaza holds that Kakoy is Nigzolis. So Mele, if it's shot for no, Sodom Haver, we shot for no, so Hayev Hamidli Sodach. The Chachomim Emerim, Emerle Arish Lofnach, because the Chachomim hold a Kakoy is here in Nigzolis. The Maikom Mifligay. Rablaza Dorish Ribe Mite, Ribu Mute. The Kichesh Bamise, that's in Parshe of Shvues HaPikot, Ribu, the Kichesh, in everything, B'Pikot Miet, Kol Asher Yish Ba'olof Lasher Kea, Chosa V'Ribu, Ribu Miut V'Ribu Ribu Hake, Umay Rabbe Robbe Kol Mile, Ibn Kakois, Umay Miut, Miut Shtores, it's not Gufi Momen, Rabbonin Darshe Klole Uprot V'Kichesh Klal V'Pikodin Prat V'Pikodin Prat Oy Mikol Chozal Klal Klal Uprat Uklal Yat Adon Alkeina Prat Ma Prat Dover Amitultu L'Gufi Momi Av Kol Dover Amitultu L'Gufi Momi Yotsu Kakoi Shem Italtli Yotz ha'avodim shuk shul kakoish, yotz shtores afal pishem italtlin in gufe momi. V'hod itanye ha'gizles ha'poro v'shot v'nor chayev l'hamid lipo. If somebody guzzles a sode, and he makes a kinyan in the sode, but in the sode there is also a poro, and then shot v'nor, and the Noor is of everything, the Sode and the Poor. And the Sode becomes a pool of water. Chayiv l'hamid l'poor. Diver Ablaza. V'chachomim emrim, Eima li'arei shaloch lifonech. Hosom b'maikom mifligi. Omer Apope, Hosom m'raskinen, ki gen shigozol Sode mechaveire. V'hoiso, Poro revutzabe, vishot v'noor, the Rablaza litaime, the Rabbonon litaime. Poro revutzo, vigazlen, loimoshcho, vehaviki kakois. Ul Rablaza de Omar Soden Ixeles, keine poro imo vechayev lishali, dimitaltli nikni nagav kark. Ul-Rabonon li-kona sode v'li-poroshim. So Rashi explains Rablaza as to why is the Gazlan chayed. He's chayed not only for the sode, but even for the poor, because of the kiyanag. So, we have to understand the Shittas Rashi. Bishleime, the sode, so Rablaza, Darshans, Ribo Mute, Ribo, so Kakois Nixolis. So there is a key in Xele, even by Kakois, since the Gazla made the key in Chazok in the Sode. So he was Kenet, and Mele is Chayev to Mishalim. But in regard to the Poro, so he didn't make any kinyan and mishich in the poor. He only made a kinyan and chazok in the sode. So how does he have a kinyan and zeil in the poor? So Rashi says, through kinyan and agav. So it's raye to the Shittas Rambam. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the raye, as to order, by tzibur and munochi. So the Rambam says, by Tzibur and Menochin, it's, there is no requirement with the magnet, should say, on top of the cock, I magnet. Even if he doesn't say, and I magnet you the metallically, on top of the carcass, in which the metallically are located. So he still can it. And the Rive says that only, even if it's a Bormenochin, only if he spells it out. So he said, the machleik is between the Rambam and the Raivet is on the question as to whether there are two aloches in Nage for only one aloch. According to the Rambam, there are two aloches in Nage. Like Tesis in Bava Kamma Daf Yud Beis, in order to answer Rabbi Krieger's Kashe against Tesis. The Tesis says there the Tagef is only Midrabonon, and in Dushin Daf Hei and Bava Kamma Daf Kuf Daleh, Tesis is Beferesh, the Tagef is Kene Midrais. So he said, the taste of it is there are two alochas now. If it's a born monochin, then the kinyan that the kene does in the karke is considered a maise kinyan. In the metaltlin, there are two born monochin. And there's the tzarsakosu of ayitain lohem aviem mit matonis rabbis. Donis, v'kesef, v'zov, v'omisuris v'yehudo. So there, in that posik, it is reference to the case where it is siburin munuchem bo. So then it's a maisekinyen. If it's a maisekinyen, so then it's kinyen midrais. But there is aloha that even if it's not siburin munuchem bo, so it's kinyen. So that's only an asmacht. That's only an asmacht. So according to the Rambam Shite, we understand Rashi's Pshat. That Gozul Sode, Voisopo, Rivutsopo. And he only made the king Chazok, the Gazla made the king Chazok in the Sode. He didn't make the king Mishiche in the Poro. So he shot for no, so he's mechuyev to pay not only for the sode, because the blazer holds kakois nixolis, but he has to pay for the poor too, because it's a maize kinyan. In other words, the king chazok in the sode is considered a maize kinyan, the poor too. But according to some mele, the Rambam says that he doesn't have to spell out on top of Agavukni. But according to the Raivet, that in the case of Tziburin Munochen, so he has to say Agavukni, so that means that even when Tziburin Munochen it operates for the Aknoi by the Makne, that does not necessarily mean that the Raivet agrees with Tesis completely, that where it's not a born menochin, then it's only a smachte. The Raivet is mashma from the pashtus haloshon of the Raivet. That the Raivet doesn't distinguish at all between tzibur menochin bo and ein tzibur menochin bo. So it's mashma, the shita of the Raivet is that even when it's not a born menochin bo, that even when it's a born menochem bo, he has to say agef ukni. This so the Raive shita is that midraise agef is effective, whether it's in the case of tibur menochem bo or not menochem bo, and he has to say agef ukni, has to spell out explicitly agef ukni, because agef is effective for the aknoye by the makne. So if agef is effective for the aknoye of the makne, even by tziburin menochem bo, so why does Gemara say, according to Rabbi Elazar, if Gozul Sode והיו פור רבוצה בי סויסקיינה דגזל מסחייבים פור דפור even though the poor he didn't make him shich in the poor so it's a raya that he, it's a maizikinyan if it's a maizikinyan the hefze in the poor if the king has okay in the sode is a maiz considered halpudin as a maizikinyan the poor so why does he have to say agav kni? Does he have to say agav kni by other kliyonim? Of course not. So the answer is we have to say according to Raivet the reason as to why in the case of Gozel Sode, voice of poor Vutame, so he has to say agav kni is because he still has to. He doesn't have to say agav kni because here is a gazlan, the nigzel is not makne to him. So according to Raivet, we have to say that the gazlan acquires a king and the poor through king and chotza. But you ask how is the child to say chotza by gazlan? Chotza means he's a bailing. By gazlan is not a bailim. The answer is that where the thing is not the end, actually a gazlan would be keneli gambre, the chayfes that is gezer. And the only reason as to why a gazlan is not kene, the chayfes ligamre, is because there is a chiyuv hashoveh. So he's mechuyev to be meishiv the ben as long as it's kein shegozal. So then there is a chiyuv v'hashoveh, and it's not just a misusese. It's a chiyuv to the nigzel to be mishalein with the ben. There is a machlekes rishaini. The tour the b'shosef mishpat mentions in Machlekes Rishonim as to whether a person can be mischayev himself a bien. We know a person can through a king and suda can be mischayev himself a mommy. In other words, through a king and suda he can be mischayev himself to give him $100 a week. Or fushtar he can be mischayev himself to give him $100 a week. So, and the Bien, so he has to make him Isaacian. He's a chayach to say his chayves on Bien. Can a person through King and Suda or through Shtar be mischayev himself to give this sefer to the other person? Not the domim of the sefer. Of course, the sefer is worth $10. He can mischayev himself to give the other person, Ruven can mischayev himself through King and Suda or through Shtar to pay him $100. But can he mischayev himself to give a ben? So there is a machlekes rishonim. So the machlekes rishonim is only whether a person can arbitrarily be mischayev himself to give a ben. But the Torah certainly has a keach to be mechayev a person, to be mishalim with the ben. So here by gazlan, actually, the gazlan is kene the chayfetz. Even if it's not kene shekoslam, he's kene the chayfetz. But if it's kene shegozal, so then he's has his chayfetz to pay with the ben. And that we can see from the Rambam in the Chazilah Vavede.
He's going to only after after the Baal.
What after Baal?
The Baal has to be Mapker the Chepes. Mapker Gazan Bikonet.
No, he doesn't have to.
No.
After, no. He's Mechuyev נעלה את הרמב״ם, נוחזיר לבבי. פרק וייס נוחזיר לבבי דה, הלוכת הספוף. גוזל כלי ושוברי, אין שומר לי הפרס, אלא משלם דם. If Shimon gazled the caliph from Ruvain and he broke it, in Shomrei Apras, it doesn't mean Shover Biadayim, even if he's Taba Memele. So we don't assess how much was the caliph worth before it was Nishtabia. Let's say before it was Nishtabia, the keilah is worth $20. After the shever, it's worth only $5. So we don't say, let him pay the difference, $15, and let the nigzel keep the keilah. Elo mishalim domov. He has to pay $20. Vakli ashovo shall gazle, and the kli shovo he belongs to the gazle. Vimrotzo abaylim litel hakli ashovo, but if the baylim say to the gazle, I don't want to get paid, I want to get the difference, and I want to keep the kli ashovo, and you pay me $15, the difference. Neitlin umishalim apras, shezut hakonehi libali, vimlerotsu horishuz biyodon, vechein kol kayitzipase. So the Mishnah says, now this Rambam requires an explanation. Monefshah, if the shever is a shinu, so it's not kein shegozal, some mele, He should be kenet. So if he's kenet, so how can the Baalim say, no, I want to keep the kli shovo, and you pay me the difference? It belongs to the gazlan. How can you say it to the gazlan, I want to keep it? So the Magid Mishneh has that kashi. So the Magid Mishneh says, nire shedas harav zal, Lema shebal kochi shel gazlen mitzi mimenu ashvorim dim yaseinei pshite kibim shem yisratzim vitzorchiyun lomo likone agazlen bishinu maise vi ulai bishmei olam. So Rav Chaim explained the Magid Mishneh. What does it mean, ulai bishmei olam? In other words, if the shever is a very small shever, and people don't call it a kli shover, if it's a big shever, let's say, if it's a big shever, so then people don't call it a kli shover, but they call it a kli shover, so then it's not kein shegozal, so then his kein, it's not kein shegozal, so the gazlan is kein, so million nigzel cannot say to him, well, I want to keep the keilah for myself and you pay the difference. It's like telling the gazlan, I want to keep your chayfes for myself. Suppose he has another chayfes, a keilah, that is similar to this. Can the gazlan insist, demand, can the nigzel demand of the gazlan that he should give him away the chayfets? If the gazlan doesn't want to give him away, how can he demand it of him? But here, Reb Chaim explains in the Sefer, it is reference to a shever kot, that it's not called shmei olav. People don't call it a kli shovo. The very tiny little hole, in other words, and it can be used for many things except that it cannot be used to fill up water. But since the keilah is ordinarily not used for filling it up with water. It's a keli in which you keep, let's say, pears, so then the small sheva doesn't interfere with the functioning of the keli. So then it's kein shegoza. Some mele, the gazlan is not kene, but it belongs to the nixel. But since it's not completely kein shegoza, because before the gzele he could fill it up with water. Now he could not fill it up with water, because the water will leak out. So mimele, the nigzel has a right to demand. So the nigzel has the option. If he insists upon domim, so the gazlan has to pay domim. Now, but if he insists to keep the kele and use it for everything, except not to fill it up with water, so then the gazlan can be forced to return the kele. How can that be? So that's what Rav Chaim says. But how can that Rav Chaim be explained? So it's on the basis of the Gemara in Mavotami. One second. Daf Samachay on the base. Omar Rabbi Loi, Gonath Trevi Nasa Ayel, Egel Vinasi Sheya, Nasi Shinu Biyodi Vikoni, Tovach Mocha Shalayu Tevea Shalayu Mech, Eise Rab Chanin El Rabbi Loi, Gonath Trevi Nasa Ayel, Egel Vinasi Sheya, Mishalim Teshlim Akevu Teshlim Aboch Hamisho Kish Gona, Visal Kadaita Chanye Bishinu Amai Mishalim, Shalayu Tevea Shalayu Mech, Omalei vela mai shinoi kone, mai mishalim kin shikonaf, mishalim kahashti, omalei kahashti ane taimed lo mishalim. Ishum do omalei ture gambe mucho, dirche gambe mucho, omalei rachmone nislo mai daiti, omalei adarabe rachmone nislo mai daiti doch, maske vrabzeire, viniknino bishino Hashem, shevne, Klevinas Isles of the Shino Hashem, before it was called Kle, now it's called Isle. Eagle Nashea, so before everybody called it Eagle, and now they call it Shea. So he answered him, Amarove Shea ben Yemi Kor Shea, Isle ben Yemi Kor Isle, Shea ben Yemi Kor Shea, Tersiv, Sherry Kesef Reiski Volit. So on the day of the birth, it's called Shea. I'll be Emiko, I'll receive Eli Sein Choli Achalti. So I mean, in other words, Yaakov said to Lovon, Eli Mudli Ochal, Aval Kvosim Ochal, Elav Shmamino, I'll be Emiko, I'll be Kolmakim Kashi, Omar Afsheshe, Samane Bishamayi. The Amre Shinu bin Keime Imeris, the Likon Itani, Nosan Lobes Nano Chiti, Fioson Seiles, Esnan Zene is possible in his Bea. So if the Baal gives the Zene something, so it's possible in his Bea. So suppose the Baal gave the Zeno Chiti, and then the Zeno converted it into flour, zeisim rosh hashemen. Suppose the mizane, the bear, gave the zeno chiti, and then she converted the chiti. I mean zeisim olives, and then she converted the zeisim into shemen. So anovim was yain, if the bear gave the zeno anovim, and then she converted the anovim into wine. Tone chodosa, vitone chode muta. Vom Rav Yosef, tone guyen maspuren, bishama yisrin bisil matire. My time is mishamai, tirsiv gam le rabbi shneyen, ubisilel heim viloishneyen. So this is a din of shinu. That's not Gabi Gazlin, that's Gabi Esnan Zeine. So according to Bisil, we pass on like Bisil, there is Aloha Heim Veloishneir. If the Baal gives the Zeino Chitim and she converts the Chitim into flour, so then it's Mutar, it's Koshal Mizbeach. Why? It's nothing to do with Gazlin. It's Tziponim Chadoshes. It's not the same object. The Esnan Zeine, the Chayfetz. The Chayfetz that she gave, that the Baal gave to the Zeino as char for the beer. So that is possible Mizbeach. But here, he gave her Chitim, he didn't give her flour, and she converted the Chitim into flour. So it's a different object. And then there is a special aloche by Gazlan. Beheshiv Zagzila Shagozal. Imkin Shagozal Yarzir Vim Rav Domin Boishlumi. So the question arises, why do we need a special Zerzakozal by Gazlan? According to Bisila, that there is a general Zerzakozal of Heim Veloishneyem, because Shinu, it transforms the object into a new object. So Mimele, how can there be a chiyuv of returning the chivetz agozel? It's not a chivetz agozel. He gazled chitim, and now the chivetz is flour. The answer is, we need a special chivetz agozel bagazlen in regard to a shinu cotton, the chmei olav. So as far as the general Zeres HaKosuv is concerned, suppose the Baal will give the Zeino a Kele, and then a very small Sheva will occur in the Kele. So then, it will, I mean, if it's possible, at L'Mizbeach, so it will not, it will still be possible L'Mizbeach. If it's a very small shinu, the shmeyol, I don't know how to visualize a kelel mizbeach, but I'm sure that it can be visualized. So, but suppose, I mean, not a kelel, an eichel, and then it will rot, the eichel will rot a little. So then it's still shmeyol. It's not, it didn't rot completely. So it will be kosher mizbeach, because it's not Tiponim Chadoshes. So, but by Gazlan we have a special Zerzah kosher. If it's not completely Kein Shegozal, so then the Nigzel can demand that he paid on him. So in other words, so that's the Raya, that even when the shinu is a shinu cotton, that it's shmei olav, so still, if it's not 100% kein shegozal, let's say the peiros that the gazlan gazled, vatted a little bit, and it's shmei olav. So, but on the whole, it's not a rotten orange. So then, the Nigzel has the right to demand that he paid on him. So it's a raya, even though there is no Panim Chadoshes. So that means that there is no kinyan. He doesn't get title in it. But the title is vested in the nixel, since it's me'olof, it's a shinu cotton. But he's mechuyev, the gazlan is mechuyev to pay domim if the nixel demands it. So that's a raya that actually by the aloha veheshiv zagzila shakozal im kein shakozal yarzeh lavdom b'shlume, it's not because he is kenet, even in the case of a shinu cotton where he's not kenet, but it's a aloha of his chayves. Even the Rishenim will say there is no ischayves b'en, so that means a person cannot arbitrarily be mischayev himself to give a b'en. A b'en he can be makne, he can mischayev himself to give domim, but the Torah certainly has the keyach to be mechayev him to give a b'en. So in the case of Shini Kotten, the gazlan is not kenet, but it's ischayves. The Torah imposed a chiyuv on the gazlan to pay with the ben, but actually it belongs. Actually it still belongs to the nixel, and that's why the option is with the nixel if he wants to be paid with the BN and pay, and the gazlan should pay him the difference, so then the gazlan has to pay him the difference. And if he wants to be paid domain, and the gazlan should keep the BN, so then it's his option to do so. Now let's see the Rambam. Of test of Hilchas Mechira. Now, on that Rambam, there is Rav Chaim, not in the Sefer, but on one part of the Rambam, but not on the other part of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perik of Tes Milches Mechira Aloch Aleph Shleisho Imekon Mekach Vimem Korem Mem Kardin Tero Hacheresh Hasheite Vakot Aloch Achomim Tiknu Sheyi Hacheresh Vakot Neisi Vineisi Umasov Kayomim Mishum Gidei Chayim. Then he says Ligabi Kotin in Alochevov, Cotton Achi Shonim in Akniose Lachirim Klum, Umishe Shonim Achi Yagdil, in Idea Bitiv Masse Umatn Mekrimekach, Umemkore Memka, Umatnosika Yemes, Bain Bidova Merube, Bain Bidova Muet, Bain Matones Bori, Bain Matones Shrimra, Vidova Zemidiv Hachomim, Kmushibam. כדי שלא יבטל ולימוצי מי שימכר ולייקח מנו והקל במטלטלים אבל בקרקע נמכר ולעיני סינת שיגדל במה דברים so in other words is so a cotton עד שישונים so his mekach is in mekach and his mekor is in mekach but שישונים. So there is a takonas chachamim. Hapuuteis mekom mekach memkor memka. What is puuteis? Ki ben sheish or ki ben sheva. So what does it mean ki ben sheish or ben sheva? Either it's sheish or it's sheva. The answer is, if it's a cotton harif, so then it's ki ben sheish. If it's a cotton not harif, so it's ben sheva. So ben sheva means the mental age of a 7-year-old child. So then his mekach is a memka. Then the Rambam says, Beit kin halachaches, Beit kin is a kotel, im yedea bitiv maso matan, o yene yedea. O lefish yeish kotel chochem v'novei, she o yedea vo ben sheva, v'yeish acher shafil ben shlish esrei, in yedea bitiv maso matan. Kotel a yedea bitiv maso matan, שאין לה פטרופס, שנוס המנוס מטלטלי, ויתור דיני כדיני הגוד, פורס משטוס מחילה, שטוס מרזר, אני נוי, יסר או שטוס בוטל מקח, כמו שבאם. ואני אמר, שאין מקח הקוטן וממקורו במטלטלי, כיומין, אלא בשמו שאחו ימשך. So when is there at הקונס חכומין, that I put his מקח מקח, only when the cotton did him my sefinyan. He was meishich by cotton akene, or by cotton ameicheir, if it was himshich. And the kene, the godl, made him my sefinyan of mishich. Avor in nos mois ala mekach, vichosa bei eni mikabel mishipoch. But suppose he gave Mois the cotton aputes. Kibin Sheva gave Mois for a chayfetz. So the aloch is nos Mois vili moshach. So he has to submit to Mishipora. But by cotton, there is no chiyuv to submit to Mishipora. Since Midraise, the kinyan is not hal. Vacherim shechozo bei mikabli Mishipora. Then he says, Nalochetes, V'cheinim konim yod yad hakotn. In other words, if somebody else bought a chayfetz miyad hakotn, and the kinyan was the kinyan chlip, so the godl was kene, the chayfetz the chlip gave his handkerchief to the cotton, oi his kem kemam tachotlin, or the kinyan was to agin. In other words, if the kene was maskia, I mean if the cotton was maskia the moki to the kene kemam tachotlin, and he was makne the mitaltlin, agav the mokim that was maskir, v'chosa be'likon alekeach, she'im yitzim yidei akotn bedin, v'in kinyem yad akotn klum, she'akinyem bishtar, v'in eidim chis me'o ashtar shel adam gadol. So the Rambam says that by cotton, by puteis, if the kinyan was to chlipen, so then the kinyan is not kene, not effective. Why? So the Ravid is master. The Ravid says, Oma Avrom, ani eimer, shakot nini mechile, kidamrin yasmin labne mechile nini, vechina neimer, shim hitnu bikinyan konu, shakinyan ligora mea kesef, vo kesef atzmei, so the same asoge that the Ravid makes against the Rambam Nechasavodim, what the Rambam says that the Nevet is not Yisrael Echeus or the Kinyan Suda, even though the Rambam Paskins like Rebbe that the Nevet is Yisrael Echeus of the Kinyan Kesef, so he's Masik from Ahu Kumse. So he's masik here on the Rambam too. How does the Rambam say that if it's tukin and suda, so then it's not effective? But if the cotton gave kesef and he's not chayze here, so and the makne is chayze here. So how, why why should it be ineffective? So he says, Hokane, Nimso Kesef Gamer, the Odif, Mishor Kesef, Bikinle Gamre, Vichain, Konohu Bikinian, Kone, Shamekach, Maknoi, Kulyone, Vinechizabe, Avolim Hiskir, Hum, Kim Pires, Rikonum Menu, Dischiris Kimechel. Because the Takoy is so a cotton cannot be cane. The Takone of Putis is only been taltling, not be Takoy's. So the Magen Mishneh says, Takone of Putis is only been taltling, not be Takoy's. Putis, that the cotton ben Sheishu ben Sheva, so a Kniyosi Mekach. The Umechiri Memka only applies to Mitaltling, not to Takois. So the Ramagid Mishneh says, V'chein Mekonomi Yad HaKotn Nosn Tam Amchava Likin HaKotn Lomo Usevia Shinimeil Limi Lifi Shastam Kin Likseveimi. In other words, Rav Chaim explains this Rambam because the Ravid is masik, but that doesn't mean they need in alakot. So the question is, stamkin liksivaymi. In other words, even if the machne, the mischayev, didn't tell the Eidim to sign ishtar. So there is an umdene that if he made a kinyan suda, his kavone is that the eidim who saw the kinyan suda should be able to sign ishtar. But it doesn't mean that if his shtar is not written, that the kinyan suda is not effective. Kinyan suda is effective even if it's not reduced into ishtar. So Rav Chaim says, when the Rambam says, "Bineidim chesmir ashtar shlodim godl," so yet the Kavonis Rambam is the same thing as the Rambam in Ilches Geresh, Gabi Shliach Likavon. Rambam says in Perik Vov Melechas Geresh Nalacha Tes, Ho Yisho Shos Yisho Shliya Beidim, Ve Omro Lei Tuli Giti, Ve Heili Biyodoch, Hare Ze Shliach Li Kabole, Uchilu Omro Lo Yiskab Li Giti, Ve Yesh Li Yisho Las Yishliach Kabole, Li Kabolo Gitom Yashluch Yishal Bailu, Uktano Yineis Yishliach Li Kabole, Afal Pishach Atziri Keinu Lo Gito Gideilu. So the Rambam says, Iktane cannot appoint a Shliach Kabbalah. That's the Raposhet. Because Shliach requires Das, and the Mishalach and the Shliach have to be made Das. Iktane, how can she be a Mishalach? And the point is Shliach, she has no Das. But the Rambam mentions another time. Mipnei she Shliach Kabbalah Tzorcheidim. V'imidim alakotten Sheini ben Das Gmo, because he is not ben Das. So the Ravid is Mas, because the Ravid Zatam mainly Tam Vilireach, Elo Atem Gamatem Rabbish Lachachem, Matem Nidas, Hafslachachem Nidas, Nimso Shashliach Vashaleach, Zrichenli is Nidas. So Rav Chaim the Sefer explains it, because there's an abaya in the Gemara, Yevomis, Bafkuf Yutes, Hamzake Lishti, Mokim Ktotov, Mokim Yovim. whether it's effective or not. It's a bi-leafity. So it's a bi-leafity because Tatl Meisaf Tandum Meisaf Amale. Maybe it's a chevo, even Mokim Tote, and even Mokim Yovim. But suppose it is a schus, so then it could be Mizak, because the aloche of Atem Gam Atem is a aloche that he cannot make the Maisa mean one who is not a Mekdash. But when it's a schus gomo, when Mimele, he becomes a shliach, so then even a cotton can have a shliach. So Mimele, but a ktano cannot appoint a shliach likabole for a different reason, because the Rambam Shita is that a shliach likabole requires Edim likim adavar. So Mimele, since they requires Edim likim adavar, so Edim cannot be made likim adavar a maisikot. So Mimele, this Reb Chaim says, this is the pshat in the Rambam here, when the Rambam says that there is no kinyan suda by cotton, because it is a kinyan bishtar, v'ino edim chis mil hashtar shalom god. So the Raivas Hasogi is to ein edim chis mil hashtar. So to the kinyan bishtar. So that's an umdene. When a person makes a kinyan suda, so his kavoni is that the Edim who see the Kinyan Suda should be able to reduce it into Shtar. But it doesn't mean that if they cannot reduce it into Shtar, that the Kinyan Suda is not effective. So Rav Chaim says, the Rambam Shita is, no. If it cannot be reduced into Shtar, so then it's not even effective. Why? Because Kinyan Suda is not effective as a Maisa Kinyan. And it's not mitam keset, as the Rambam Shita. It's effective through the aknoye of the person. So in other words, the edim are edim and the maise akotn. So mimele and maise akotn, edim cannot be edim likim adam. So that's one Rambam. Then the Rambam says something else. Rambam says, V'chein kotin shikonu mitaltalim, V'konu miyodei, V'socha mehem amokim, L'ikonu ad shiyimshich, L'fi shinezeiche bidrochim, Shizeiche b'magdelim. Raya lidovo, She'ein chotzer shol kotin, V'lo ya'abam shalei, Kenelei, Mipne shinesravu midin shliches, V'loi midin yodei, K'mo shizboya, ולא יהיה הקניין או זכיר סמוקי עם גודל מחסרי, אבל הקטנו שנשרף זו כמו שיסבויה, ולא יהיה הקניין או זכיר סמוקי עם גודל מחסרי, אבל הקטנו שנשרף זו חציר המקום. Ktano has a king of Chotzer. Why does the Ktano have a king of Chotzer? Because Vinosam Biyodo, Engel Biyodo, Gago Chatzero, Vikafi from Nain, Talrima Vinosam Biyodo Mikomok. So the question is, what's the shayches between King Chotzer and King Agev, and King Chotzer on one hand? So there is a special Zosakosov, that Iktano, even though she has no das, so still she has a kinyan. She has a kinyan chotzer, and the cotton who has no das has no kinyan chotzer. What bearing does it have on kinyan suder and on kinyan aged? the Teretz is, the Rambam Shita is, that the Takone of Putis only applies to a case where there is a Maisa Kinyan. But where there is no Maisa Kinyan, then it doesn't apply. So that's why only when there is Mishiche, so then there is the Konis Chachomim that Aputis Mekho Mekach Umemkor Memka. But when there is no Maisa Kinyan, where the Kinyan by Godel operates for the Aknoye, so then there is no Maisa Kinyan, then there is no Takone of Putis. So Mele the Rambam Shiti is, since by Ktano there is a special just a Kosov, that the Ktano is Kene the get, when she gets it, and by get there is no Maisa Kinyan, because on the contrary, by get, if the Ishe helps the Baal in pulling out the get from his hand, then the get is possible with the eyes. It's like Kli Yodach Magavikark. So the Kinyan of the Nior by get is completely passive, and it has to be completely passive. So Mele, since by get there is a special Xerasakos that Iktano, it can be Kinyan the Nior, not like it says that by get she doesn't even have to be Kinyan the Nior. By get, there are two requirements. First of all, in the sinim, your daily yodo, and then she has to be kene, the nior of the get. But she's kene the nior of the get in a passive way, so that's a special gzeras hakosuf, not only by get. It's a gzeras hakosuf by ktano, that the ktano can be kene in a passive way. So mele, that requirement that by cotton, where there is a takone of aputis mekho mekach umemkor memka, it requires a maisa kinyan the chefze, does applies only to cotton. But to ktano we have a special zersakosov, that the ktano is kene the nior in a passive way, because there by get it's only a passive way. Not if she's active, so then she's not misgareshes. So mele, it's exerts hakosuf not only by get, but in general by ktano, that she can be kene through a passive kinyan. If she be kene in a through a passive kinyan, even kinyan agif, or kinyan suda, where it's not a maisa kinyan the chefze, and just through the haknoye of the makne, so by ktano she's kinyan by putis. Now, there is one difficulty, because the Rambam says Visocha v'chein kotten shekona mitaltelin v'kona miyode Visocha mehem amokim v'kona achi imshich. But he says Visocha mehem amokim. So we said that according to the Rambam that to aloches in Agen, if it's burin munochin, so then the maisa kinyan in the karke is considered as a maisa kinyan mitaltelin. But if it's not burin munochin, not, so the Rambam says visocha mehem amokim, so he has reference to the case where it's burin munochin. So then why does he say by cotton that he's not kene, he's not a maisa kinyan? But in the case of Tzipurim Menochin, the Rambam Shites, so it's considered as maisa kinyan nechefze. So we have to say that when does the Rambam hold that by Sochar Mehem, that by Agef Yisiburin Monochi. So it's in my skin, the Hefze, only if the Karke is in the say is be Aknoye Ligamre and the Metaltlin is Aknoye Ligamre, or the Karke is Bisfires and the Metaltlin Bisfires, but if the Karke is Bisfires and the Metaltlin is Aknoye Ligamre, so it's not Dumye Dor Mitzures B'Yehude, so then it only operates through the Aknoye of the Makne, not as a Maisikin.
What is the Maisikinian by the exact custom?
Vayiten lo avim matonis rabeis mikdonis v'kesev izov for mitzures b'Yehuda. So then it was aknuyig mure of the orin mitzures, and it was aknuyig mure of the mitalfin as well.
Where is that found?
In Pasuk in Devarim. But if it's not the same way as it is mentioned in the Vayomim, then it operates only through the Aknoi and not as in Maizuki and the Hefze.
Thank you.